What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy Tommy G here with the week 12 Turkey Day edition of the Stay Cashin' Show. I'm a little heated right now. The guys before the show probably saw me throwing stuff around my apartment after that disgusting Loyola beat. Bill, did you watch the end of that Loyola game?
I did. I'm not as mad as you because I had 2.5.
Yeah. Dude, they fucking get the rebound.
It was pretty gross.
Bro, you get the rebound with 20 seconds left. You pull the ball out. You have the last shot. And they give Michigan State the last shot. So that
How about the game the other day when we didn't even get the last shot?
Oh, that was crazy, dude. They just fucking forgot what time was left on the clock as they were going down the score.
One more second. That guy had an easy layup. If you would have passed to him a second earlier, I mean.
Dude, the three bets this morning for the subscribers, 1-1, the parlay won. The Loyola just lost. It's disgusting. And then the Milwaukee game, they announced their best player out minutes before the game. And you know how hard it is to find any fucking news on any of these guys. So by the time we got the fucking news on it, we're out. So we moved to up 35 units on the year now. Gave a few units back this morning. Winning percentage dropped to 61%. I'm trying to get up to 65, and that hurt me. But still a great start to the college basketball season so far. 43 and 26 so far to start, up 35 units. I got a big play coming for 230. So I'll introduce you guys. I'll tag you guys in. And then I want to get right to that play for anyone who's here so they can get it in time. So, Bill Rupp, how you doing today, my friend?
Pretty good. Started the day off with – I got that 2.5. When you texted it out, when you I had put it in like a little bit before that, I got 2.5. And then you texted it. I saw 1.5, so I just left it alone. I didn't want to rebet it. But, that was the right bet.
Yeah, it was gross. I mean, listen, it's college basketball. When you bet 12 games a day, you're going to have a couple that end like that, and you have a couple end in your favor. So that one was a little gross, but we'll get it right back with these next two bets I have, and I will give them to you here for free. Night Ghost, how are you doing this morning, my friend?
Always a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
That's nice. So what time will we have a blaring sun that is so unbearable that we can't even look at you?
Hopefully not at all today. I did make some changes. I do like to adjust and adapt. So
you think it looks like he moved his car the opposite way because I could see the sun coming from that way now instead of this way.
Interesting. So you relocated. Were you excited to see that Drew Brees did his Colin Cowherd interview the other day out of a car?
I was very excited. Now I'm just waiting for the hat and glasses next.
Yeah, so we're going to have to keep our eye on Drew Brees going forward and see if he continues to do interviews out of the car in honor of the Night Ghost. Yes, I know. This is a toothpick bet, the one coming up at 2:30. My dude, Evan Hand, what's up, my brother? How's your crypto life going?
We're getting our ass beat right now. Not gonna we're not doing great. I had one good call for this week, but man, we're not good.
No.
But no, not in other news, toothpick calls are at 80%, and that's just incredible. So
we're toothpick calls are at 80%. I have my toothpick handy. You can see it right here. We will be giving a toothpick call out today, and it will be coming in a minute or two. So just to run down what we're going to cover on the show today, we're going to give out some college football bets. Not too many. We're going to look at the college football slates. I don't think there's anything today, right, Bill?
There is, I think, one.
There's one game maybe?
Or both of them Friday?
No, I don't think there was
nothing today. Nothing today.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything today.
Yeah, okay. The big game is tomorrow, Mississippi State.
Right. So we'll be talking a little college football. Nothing for tonight, unfortunately. Don't blame us. Blame the NCAA for that. Not sure how you don't have a Thanksgiving Eve game when there's not that much going on tonight. So should have had it. We will also be going over, obviously, the whole NFL slate for this Thursday, which is probably the worst Thanksgiving slate I've ever seen in my life, guys. I mean, have you been less excited about a Thanksgiving slate of football games?
Not for me. Definitely not. A lot of teams that we all hate, we've all talked about hating. So I'm not even looking forward to football tomorrow.
It's bad. And you got to go deal with the family and then you don't have great football. That sucks. We've talked about college basketball. We'll give you a bet or two on that. NBA, Bill, you got anything queued up for the association?
Yep.
Okay. I will be texting Mr. Healy. Hold on. Let me just get him on command. Let's see if he's available. And also, we'll do an NHL bet or two. Night Ghost, what are we looking at on the ice? We got anything you like?
Yeah, huge slate today. A lot of games I do like. We will have a lot of plays. The only drawback is there are a lot of heavy lines today, so we're going to have to get it cute with a few plays. But there are two plays I absolutely love that we'll give out on the show today.
All right, so we got some shit popping. Before I give out the college basketball play, which I will do in 60 seconds, Bill, is there any hot topic news that needs to be covered before we get into it?
Well, I mean, the verdict just came out in that trial, the Aubrey trial, whatever. Guilty across the board. So
how do you feel about that?
I don't. You know what? I really didn't follow that thing that much. It just interrupted my show, or I just got home. I've been out all morning, So it just popped on, and it looked like three older white men. I don't know. I really don't exactly know what happened. I don't know. Maybe they kidnapped somebody and killed them. But whatever, they were guilty on all three. That's in the world of non-sporting events. You know, non-sporting events, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Mets are pissed because of Mats, the whole Mats thing. Cohen thinks he got screwed on that by a handshake deal that didn't happen. You know,
he's supposed to go back.
Yeah. And all the Mets fans were thinking he was.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, big controversy there. You know, the football with the Jets, with the quarterback situation. Was he supposed to start, or is it because of COVID? Who the hell knows? Either way.
Well, when the Jets and the Mets are the two first things you talk about from TMZ level news, you know we don't have that much news to talk about.
Well, the Mets was pretty big. I mean, that was
but it was still Steven Matz. Still Steven Matz.
I liked Matz last year.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's pretty good.
We know you like Matz, Ghost. Me and you went head-to-head for 2 years over Matz. Like, it's funny. Matz's garbage. Matz is trash.
Well, we also got what we get confused on here. There's a lot of difference of liking him as a baseball player and liking him from a betting perspective. And he was very beneficial from a betting perspective last season.
I don't think he was.
For me,
but we had about fucking 3 weeks of arguments over that, so we could pick that back up in the Discord. Let me give you this play now, guys. What's up?
Go ahead. Give out the play.
Let me do this now because it starts in 14 minutes. So hold on. Let me get my toothpick and get queued up here. So the toothpick play of the day. We are hitting at 80% on toothpick plays. I'm dropping a toothpick play today on a team that you guys know I love. I think this is a Final Four team. They got down early yesterday against Wisconsin. They were down 20 at halftime. I told everyone in our Discord, Bill, they're going to come back. They're going to make a game of this. Don't give up yet. And they forgot how much time was left on the clock in the last 10 seconds of the game when they could have tied the ball game or taken the lead. I'm going right back to the team I love, the Houston Cougars, playing at 2:30 p.m., it is 4 to 5, depending on what site you're looking at. You could do the money line with Memphis tonight. I like that. But we're going Houston Cougars -4, -120, buying the half on that, getting it down to 4 today, 2:30 p.m., 13 minutes. That is a big bet for me today. If they lose, I will be moving in with Bill Rupp because I will probably break my whole entire house. Toothpick play of the day, Houston Cougars -4. There you go.
So I've already put that play out in the Discord for our subscribers.
Nice. I already have it out for the subs too.
You can't tout that comeback. I mean, they lost. So
I get it. But at halftime, everyone was saying they were.
Yeah, but they still lost. So you can't.
But I could say that team's good, man. That's a good team.
Oh, they are good. But if they didn't
played terrible, but that's the whole. It wasn't a tout comeback. It was to talk about how they're resilient. So a team that's down 20 usually
should have never
quits.
Fell down by 20. That was the whole thing.
100%. They let fucking.
And they'll never play like that again. And Oregon won't be able to keep up with them. We saw Oregon lose last night to St. Mary's, like we all said.
Yeah, we had St. Mary's as a bet. I've been telling you guys all year this Oregon team is overrated. They're not very good. So I think Houston wins this game by 10 today. I really do. So the toothpick call of the day, Houston, lay the wood. They win this game by double digits. And they get the ship righted after a terrible collapse by Loyola. Oregon's not very good, and Houston is underrated. So this is the perfect spot for them. Hopefully they still got legs after dumping the gas tank on that comeback yesterday. That would be my only concern. So if they get down a little bit early, don't freak out. Might be a little bit of tired legs coming out the gate after yesterday's storming back comeback, only to lose at the end because a guy didn't know what fucking time was left on the clock. Let's get into...
Oh, little... So this is a little bit of breaking news.
Hold on. I just want to give you one more play because yeah, I did give it. It starts at 2:30. It's not a toothpick play, but it is a play I like. I do like, let me just pull up the line here. I think it's minus 150 right now. Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State going up against Drexel. Jacksonville State's 1-3, Drexel 3-2. They're laying about 3 points. I'm just laying the 150 on this one. I do like Jacksonville State in this game. I think they win. I think they win fairly comfortably. I'm not going to say it's a double-digit win, but I think they're the better team with the worst record, and the whole public is on Drexel. So we're going Jacksonville State and Houston Cougars as the 2:30 plays. So go get those in before the 2:30 bell. Bill Rupp, I cut you off. Pick it back up.
So number one, we all saw who the best team in the country is last night. Gonzaga absolutely manhandled UCLA top to bottom. Dickie V coming back for his first game. College basketball is not the same without him. He was awesome. Can't really see out of one eye. He's going through his chemo and everything. He was awesome last night. Gonzaga Duke might be tough, but I still think it's going to be the same type of outcome. I actually got a great middle on that. I posted 21.5, and I won on the last second shot. So cheers to last second shots.
Yeah, that middle was interesting. I saw the sharps were on UCLA. It always cracks me up when I hear that. The sharps are on UCLA.
They'll be on Duke, too, Friday. They'll all be on Duke.
Wow, that school sucks.
Oh, watch out. Hoffman's
are you trying to take Healy's role? And you found it. See, Ghost is doing it again. Remember that thing you did last year?
Oh, here we go. All right, move on.
When he's doing that thing where he sees someone else doing something that catches on and he picks it up. He's trying to do Healy's thing right now.
Right. So supposedly Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin.
Oh God, locked, that video was crazy.
Locked inside his home.
Have you seen the video?
I saw the video, and then he deleted all of his social media stuff. This morning he was saying, I'm in my house, the N-word trying to pop me. Griffin said in his video, I still got clips left. First of all, clips are for your hair. They're called magazines. second of all, he's got a gun, a 45 Wilson combat gun.
Who helped him get that?
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook helped me purchase the gun, he says.
I mean, that was the worst part of the whole video. I mean, Dalvin Cook's just sitting there going,
oh, that's awesome. What? Yeah. And the police said they searched around his house. There's no intruders, and he's locked inside his home. So he's completely nuts. He's completely out of his mind. And I don't understand what's going on in the NFL.
Evan, if you guys haven't seen the video, you gotta look at it. He literally is like bug eyed. Like he looks like he's like on speed or something.
Yeah, like it looks like he's been up for like months. Face. Yeah.
Like, you know, he's like, they're coming to get me. He's like, I got this gun. This gun's legal. You know, my clips are legal. Blah, blah, blah. Dalvin Cook helped me get it. And I'm like,
he threw him right under the bus.
It's a 30-second video, Evan, and he managed to drop Dalvin Cook's name within that 30-second.
That's the CTE kicking in.
Oh, my God.
Dalvin Cook is probably just like, Jesus.
Oh, he must be livid. What else? What the fuck? I would be
pissed. I mean, it didn't even fit into what he was doing. It
had
no place in anything he was saying. It was almost me being like, you know what? I hate fucking Poland Spring Water. I hate it so much. Bill Rupp has drugs in his apartment. And it's terrible. Like, it's random. Like,
Kirk Cousins told me to get it.
Seattle has no bullpen.
Yeah, Seattle has no bullpen.
Just out of nowhere, man.
Oh, my God. What do you think? Do you think something happens to Dalvin here? Like,
if it's legal.
I'm sure it'll be questioned.
Hopefully the gun's legal.
Hopefully everything was bought with papers. I mean,
he said it was, but he didn't seem like he was really in a great
state
of
mind.
Yeah, but
he might have just said, Dalvin got me a gun and dropped it off. Dalvin might have bought it out of the back of someone's car.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
Unreal.
That was fucking crazy. We'll start off with college football. Just go down the list here properly. We're going to start off with the college football bets here right now. So I do have a play on this Ole Miss Mississippi State game, but actually, Ghost, did you have any thoughts on the Dalvin Cook situation? Have you seen that video yet?
Yeah, I saw the video. I mean, there's plenty we could say about it. We talk about mental health on here all the time. You and I have different views on it. So, you know,
no, that's one we have the same view on. That dude has a mental health issue.
Yeah,
Yeah, no, I'm not against mental health. I'm against people like Antonio Brown and Simone Biles claiming mental health, right? The same thing as I'm not against.
This guy is seriously fucked up.
Yeah, this dude has a mental health issue. Like, either that or he did some serious drugs. You know when someone's got something going on. He's not right. He needs help. I watched that video and felt bad for him. We all have instincts. We've all been around people with severe mental health issues. So you could smell it. It's not Simone Biles. It's not Naomi Osaka. It's not Antonio Brown. It's him. That's someone who you don't joke around with. I feel truly bad for him. There's something going on there that needs to be addressed.
And those are the type of people who get, you find out when it's too late. You know, you never get the help beforehand. And, you know, like Ridley, people like Ridley, everyone who leaves the NFL, all this stuff, you can't know. But this guy really needs some help.
Well, this could be a debate for another time. But you know what? Maybe we don't know the Ridley situation. We didn't know the Carey Price situation. But maybe this situation where those two people knew something was wrong, something was coming up. They went out. They got the help. Maybe they come back better. We'll find out afterwards. We found out what the Carey Price issue was. He was dealing with his addiction problems. I don't know if it came from an injury. He got addicted to the pills.
Well, see, I believe them more, Ghost. Like, if you asked me, you think I'm against mental health. No.
No. Well, you clarified.
Right. No, but I will say, I think people are pussies. And I think even if you do have a mental health issue, you fight through it. Ghost, you have one. You're a disaster. Bill definitely has one. Listen to him for 5 minutes. You know, he's fucking whacked in the head. And I definitely have one. So Evan's probably the only one that's normal in here. But the whole thing about it is, I don't trust anyone who out of nowhere claims mental health after an apocalyptic letdown in the Olympics, or they get cut from a team or something like that, or they fucking melt down in Wimbledon. That's when I don't believe it. I actually kind of believe Carey Price and Ridley.
Well, that's why I didn't include Simone Biles' name.
Right, yeah. Like Ridley and Price, I believe, because they obviously weren't doing it for attention. They weren't in the middle of any controversy. You know, it kind of just came out of nowhere. So I'm more inclined to believe a Price or a Ridley than I am an Antonio Brown, Simone Biles, or Naomi Osaka, or Colin Kaepernick, or whoever the fuck else claims it, because they're trying to get the media attention off
them. Ask Ghost how he eats his Thanksgiving Day dinner.
I mean, I don't even want to know. Do you know the answer to this? Hold on. Do you know the answer to this, Bill?
Yes.
Because my bet was going to be -5,000 that it's the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard.
About it the other day when you stormed out of the Discord.
I mean, dude, Ghost. So for those of you that
said I'm not a big turkey fan.
No, no. Night Ghost is the strangest person you'll ever meet.
There's more into it.
Like, you'll never meet anyone who has worse.
I don't remember that part, Bill.
So what is it, Night Ghost?
Ghost said he doesn't eat turkey, which is understandable.
It's overrated.
So I mean, turkey is overrated, right? Like, how often do you eat turkey outside of Thanksgiving?
I'm hungry enough, I eat it. I'd rather a ham or something Friday.
I'm with you on that. I'd prefer.
Well, I asked if they make him another meal.
I don't get fucking catered to. I'm a man. If I don't like turkey, I don't eat turkey.
Yeah.
But then you said you like all the sides. You like the sides, and then you mix them all together or something and make like a little casserole.
No.
What you're saying?
No, I didn't say that. I just eat a plate of the
sides. I swear to God, I heard that's what you said.
No, I eat more of the sides. I'm not a big turkey guy.
Somebody was on there. Rackus was like, what do you mean? What are you mixing? mixes them all together.
Puts it in a blender.
I'll mix the mashed potatoes, the corn, and the mushrooms. I'll mix those together. Who doesn't mix mashed potatoes?
Listen, I just want a fucking GoPro on you whenever you sit down to eat, because you're the weirdest fucking eater I've
That'd
ever
be good
seen.
Content.
So. I just want to see it. So college football, let's get away from Ghost's horrific eating habits. I mean, this is a dude who said he loves ice cream, but if he ever watched ice cream being made, he wouldn't want to eat it anymore or something. Like, I mean, he's just a fucking weirdest person. Just the weirdest eating habits. Actually tell them real quick, Ghost, in case they didn't know. If you go into a store and you have one candy that you could walk out with, what is it?
Oh, when I go to Wawa, it's always the Twizzler nibs.
Nibs. That was his answer. Twizzler nibs was his answer. Okay. And that was like the 100th weirdest thing he's ever said. So college football tomorrow. We do have one game tomorrow in the top 25. I actually really like this game too, Bill Rupp. I don't know if you've done any analysis on it or broke it down. There's two games tomorrow. There's one game I like. So there's San Jose and Fresno. I'll obviously have a play on it at 3:30 just because – got to have a play on it at 3:30. That's what we do. And then the Ole Miss Mississippi State game is where my action is sitting, Bill. What are you looking at for tomorrow? Is there anything that jumps out at you?
I like the team totals for both teams. I think the score goes way over.
In which game?
In the Mississippi State game.
Mississippi State, okay.
Yeah, I think both teams score a lot of points. If I was leaning to a side, I would probably take Mississippi State. But I like both teams' team totals. I think it's going to be a great live play to jump on. The totals are going to go through the roof. I think there's going to be so much scoring in that game. So I'm going to take both sides on the team totals. Love it.
Just deciding if I make this a toothpick play. That's how much I like this bet tomorrow. It's my favorite football bet tomorrow. You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's fucking Thanksgiving. We're going for it, E. We're going two toothpick plays on one show. You ready? Oh. Are you ready, Evan?
Let's do
it. All right. Toothpick play for tomorrow. Gave you one for today, for tomorrow. Toothpick play for Turkey Day. It is for football. It is not in the NFL. It is in college football. Mississippi State laying 1 to 2 points to Ole Miss. This is a complete trap. This is a standalone college football game late at night on ESPN. Everyone will be on it. Every donkey will be betting it because they'll be home watching NFL, and the NFL games are going to be so bad that they're going to want to watch college football. And they're all going to jump to the number 9-seeded Ole Miss, getting 2 points at Mississippi State. Currently 76% of the public is on Ole Miss, and this line has dropped. Mississippi State is favored. Mississippi State will win. I am obsessed with Mississippi State tomorrow. Toothpick call, Mississippi State on the money line, minus 125. Book it.
Yeah, I'm on them also. I said I like them, but I like the team totals more. So yeah. I'll be jumping on all of that.
I love it. I love it. So I said the line is dropping. It's actually going up. So on some books, you're actually seeing the line move in favor where Mississippi State's only getting about 20% of the action right now. I like them anyway, regardless of the line movement. But this just seems like that perfect national TV Turkey Day tryptophan trap. Oh, that's what I should have called it, Evan. The trypto trap. Trypto. God damn it. God, I'll do it at the end of the show. All right. So Mississippi State is my favorite play. Ghost, are you going to be dabbling in the college football world tomorrow?
Possibly with how shitty the NFL slate is.
Yeah.
I feel like I like to jump on with you guys once in a while when there's not hockey or my top plays going. So I might dabble with you.
Yeah. There's a 3:30 game and a 7:30 game. So Mississippi State, I do like a lot. I really like that game a lot. I'm going to be hammering that game.
I mean, they've been scoring points like crazy. So. Yeah. I'm all over them also.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of games on Friday, Bill. There's a ton of games on Friday. Is there anything that you're looking at for Friday right now? I'm not going to give too much out. You guys are going to have to subscribe because we have college football games. We have 4 at 12 o'clock, 2 at 1:30, another one at 2, 3:30, 3:30, 3:30, 3:30. I mean, it's just an awesome slate. So, yeah,
the only thing I looked at was the Mississippi game because I took the team totals yesterday. Friday, I'll get there when it comes. There's too much on Thursday. There's too much NBA tonight. There's a lot of hockey. So
14 NHL games tonight.
Yeah, 14 NHL games tonight too.
No, I can't. You know, I got to do my expert research on the NHL too.
Yeah, so. You do. I'm getting a little upset that college football is winding down. I've been pretty hot in college football. We hit our fucking parlay again the other day with the Maction. Both cruise to easy victory, Ball State and Western Michigan. So I'm excited for this Friday and Saturday. A lot of college football coming this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun. And you guys want to get in now. Evan, I don't know if you could throw that little
damn it, Ghost. Calgary won yesterday.
They did. Did you see how they won?
I just saw that they won right now. I didn't even check.
A few minutes left in the game, deflection off Seth Jones' skate into their own net. That game was a sweat. That 5-2 final is misleading because they got two empty net goals in the last minute.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you mean last second? It was 5-2.
Yeah, they scored, I think, with 4 or 5 minutes left. I'll check exactly.
See, if you don't know, you think it would be a blowout. That's why I just got mad at you because I loved Calgary. I was going to put him on the parlay.
Bill gets mad at everyone. It doesn't matter. There are two games early on Friday, which I really love. So I will hold off. On giving to you. Maybe by the end of the show, I will give you another one, which I really like. We're at 192 people watching and only 99 people have hit the like button. So we're going to need 150 to get another college football play. We're going to need another 50 of you to get moving. With no Healy here, I don't think we get there. I don't have any faith in you guys. You guys are really bad at this. So we'll see if you can get to 150. What I was going to tell you, though, is we do have a huge promo, Black Friday promo going on for anyone who is interested, especially those of you that are already here. That's what we cater most of our promotions to, because we want to make sure the people that are here get taken care of. So we have a monster promo. Me and Ghost were up all night putting it together. It is available on the site now. Ghost, I can't believe it went up without a glitch. We were up till 6 in the morning, fine-tuning everything on the back end. So we have a 2022 VIP special right now. 55% off 2022. 55% off the whole year. This will be the biggest promotion you will see. We will not be doing one bigger than this in January for the new year, so don't even think about it. What we do here, we give the best promo first, and then we come down from there. There will be a new year promo, but it won't be this. And then on top of it, we stacked it with shit. So if you're not in already, if you're not a subscriber already, you're going to get the rest of 2021 free in this promo, okay? So you could sign up for 2022 at a 55% discount, get the whole year for all sports. You could do a combo package, which you guys have been asking for. You're going to get all of 2022, and you're going to get the rest of 2021. And to make sure to take care of our current subscribers, some of which already got a month free, we're actually going to add an additional month to our current subscribers who have this subscription through the end of the year. So you will also, you'll basically get 13 months in this promotion. You're going to get $50 in 4Deep site credit. You're going to get a free Stay Cashin t-shirt. You're going to get your name in gold in the Discord. You are going to get free shipping on any merch purchases in perpetuity between now and 2023. You will get VIP access to the upcoming iconic NFT drops that we're going to be doing soon. You will get your name and photo on the Wall of Fame as a fucking VIP, which is coming probably by the end of this month, early next month. You will get an exclusive discount code, which will give you 10% off anything you purchase going forward for the rest of the year on top of the already discounted stuff. You will get access to all the new VIP products. We're going to have a beta testing group where you will be in that group over the next year and a half for everything that we're dropping. First access to all of it. And then, as you know, we're planning a big event coming up this year. You will have VIP access to any events that we do here at 4Deep. So you have a lot of shit in there in that package. Get in now, 55% off. These things are, the prices on this are insane. It makes sense. Those of you that are OGs and took advantage of our OG yearly package in January, I know you talk about it all the time. How good did it feel to just fucking pay it, get it out of the way, and never have to pay again for the rest of the year? So this is a fucking phenomenal deal. Ghost was actually getting on me last night because there were so many things I kept adding that he was like, dude, he's like, we're not going to fit it on the flyer.
Up today from staying up going over this, but it was worth it.
So you're getting the fuck, we're backing a truck up for you, so you're getting fucking everything in that package. That is from now until Cyber Monday, and then we're pulling a plug on it. So that's the offer right now. Those of you who don't want to do anything with the yearly special, you could obviously still do the weeklies and the monthlies with the VIP 40. That'll still be available, but 55% off the whole entire year. These prices are way too cheap, like retarded cheap. Like, and you can do a combo package, which comes to less than $99 a month over the course of the year for all the DFS and all the gambling and all the optimizers and all the free shit. We're planning on really ramping up our VIP program for this coming year. So you guys will be the first people in to that program and get all the benefits, first look at everything going forward. And Bill Rupp's going to show up to your house. And Bill Rupp will drive to your house and do a little gambling 101 with you too. That's in the package.
Negative. Healy, he gets paid the most.
Healy's resting up because he's going to be on the road traveling to your houses for the next month and a half. What'd you say, Ghost?
We have VIP betting and VIP DFS, two separate ones, and the VIP combo, both of them included, which is discounted even more.
Right. So the VIP combo comes to probably what, Ghost, like 65%? It's even bigger because we combined the two 55% discounts and then took another 20% off that.
How many times did I ask you? You sure you want to do this?
You sure? Yes, let's go. It's for 3 days. Fuck it. You know, we're doing it for a few days and then get it off the fucking table. So those of you that are interested, let us know. Any current subscribers who have any questions, just DM Night Ghost and he'll help you out. Or just call Bill Rupp. I'll give you a cell phone number. You can show up at his house. All right, that's it. And then we have the final thing, the final little plug here. For my bookie, it is that time right now for my bookie for the, I don't know if you have that available, either throw up or not. But it is up. Yep. All right. That for my bookie right now, I told you Thanksgiving is their big day. They have a $250 risk-free bet tomorrow. $250 risk-free bet. Do it on fucking the college football game I get you. Take Mississippi State. Put $250 on it. If you lose, you get your money back. So you go to mybookie.ag. You can go to our website, 4deepbets.com. Click on affiliates. Use our link. Or you could use code Tommy100. That gets you 100% bonus up to $1,000. So you're going to get 100% bonus, and you're going to get a $250 risk-free bet. You're retarded if you don't take advantage of this. MyBookie does a Thanksgiving blowout. They have another promo going for Friday. They have another promo going for Monday. They're fucking killing it this weekend. So this is the weekend you want to get over to MyBookie. You can see that it should be right here, if I'm not mistaken. This is where the MyBookie promo is. I'm just going to keep doing this because I'm so excited. Can I get around it? Like, is that working or no? Am I wrong?
Down.
How about that? Like,
there you go. That's perfect.
There's your MyBookie promo. So bet 250, get 250 back. And then they have the lightning round bets going on there. So if you're not, and that's for anyone. That's not just new depositors. Current people get that too. But if you're new, make sure you get in there. Take advantage. Tommy 100. There you go. Now it's in your brain. All right, let's get back to the picks. Bill Rupp, I'm out of breath, so pick up and talk about something.
Michael Strahan is going into space. I just saw on TV.
Dynamite, Bill.
Yep. Michael Strahan's going into space.
Talk about something. That's where Michael wants to go to space. He's going to space. He's on the next show.
I want to hear your top NHL pick for the day.
I can give you one. I mean, I was still doing some other stuff, but I can look right now real fast. I mean, we got one that jumps out at me right away. Panthers, 13-2, 29 points. Flyers, 8-6, 19 points. All over the Panthers tonight. Take the Panthers. Thank me tomorrow. Panthers. Oh, I see a couple that are jumped. Whoa, my guy even got another one. Holy Christ.
No, how many are you giving away? You're undefeated. You can't be fucking.
Scratch that Panthers one. I got a better one. Oilers.
So the Panthers are minus 250. Are you going up or down?
I'm scratching the Panthers. Oilers 13-5 against the Coyotes, who are god fucking awful. Oilers lost last night, looked like shit. Bounce back game tonight. Take it. Oilers.
I can sign off on that one. The Panthers, I can't.
You co-sign that, guys?
Panthers are scratched. They're out.
You scratched
the Oilers.
All right, I'm putting my Hawaii game on, so you'll have about 20% of my – I mean, my Houston game on. Let's go! 8-3 Houston.
Backs of our remotes have to have stickers on them so we know which ones go with which TVs.
Yeah, I have
– I mean, you got to mark them number 2.
Let me see yours. Do you have the same thing?
Yeah.
I have – but see, mine's better, Bill. So I have 2, which is the center TV – the right TV and the left TV, because I have 3.
You don't need
TVs.
To mark the other one, though, so you just have 2 and that
no,
one.
I like marking things. Mark so from them. The front, you could see L and R, and then on this one, it has no markings on the front.
Yeah, but if you just don't mark that one at all, you know which TV it's
on. I just like – I marked this first because, remember, the other TV was the Apple TV at first, so I only used the 2. So now I'm back live with 3. So, yeah, I mark all my remotes. I like drawing on things, Bill. Don't you know my name is Tommy and I like to do drawings?
You won't throw those remotes. There's no way.
I've never thrown those remotes, shockingly. I throw water bottles instead. 11-3 Houston takes the lead to start the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a blowout.
All right. So let's go here now. Bill went completely out of order. Have we done the rest of the college basketball?
Well, Ghost called me out. I had to do it.
All right. I just gave out 2. So what was your hockey play? I got to track this fucking thing.
The Oilers.
We're all over the place.
Oilers tonight. Well, Ghost said hockey, so I jumped on that.
All right. I mean, listen, guys, there's a fucking list.
Well,
I'm the fucking
Ghost. I yelled
you
it
said
out.
Talk. I was talking to Bill. Wasn't
I mean,
talking to you.
There's a fucking list right here. So did I do that, Evan?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think we're past. Killing it. We can get rid of. We're done with the football.
I mean, we're on NCAA football, right?
So now we go to college basketball. We're done with basketball. Now we're on NBA.
Yeah. So now let's go to NBA.
Go down a little more. Point that way. A little more down. There you go. Perfect.
How is it down there? Oh, because I'm up here.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah. I was full screen on mine. All right, Bill. What do we like in the NBA tonight?
So I already had a play. So I'm definitely going with Harden. I have two. Harden turnovers is an absolute must. As long as they're keeping it at four and a half every day, I am all over it. Harden turnovers, 4.5. Book it right now. That's an absolute give me.
Give me, he says. Not a gimme. A give me.
Give me money.
I've never heard of a give me. Have you heard of a give me, Ghost?
Holy shit.
Give me, no.
That is a give me.
Well, it's a gimme. Absolute.
That's someone that doesn't know what a gimme is.
Yeah, a gimme is different. An absolute give me is you give me the win. Give me the money. So, another give me play. The Milwaukee Bucks, first quarter, all over it. Take it. I have them parlayed with Houston now. I brought it down to the money line for our subscribers, which is that's probably the lock of the day parlay. But you could take Houston or Milwaukee with the spread on the first quarter. Detroit's garbage. Cade Cunningham can't shoot for shit. 1.5 threes yesterday. He missed like 12. I might have to go back to the well with something else, but our subscribers will know about that. But Milwaukee, first quarter, one of the best first quarter teams in the league. Take it.
All right. So
give me play. Two gimme.
I'm gonna give you two Healy plays. Since Healy didn't join us today, he does have his plays up though. He said Turkey Day DFS article will be out tonight. I don't know why he texting me that when I asked him if he had any plays for tonight. He said Turkey Day DFS article will be out tonight. So I guess I should let you guys know that the Turkey Day DFS article from Brian Healy will be out tonight. So he has five NBA plays. I'm actually going to give you one of the bigger plays. So he's got two plays that are a little bit bigger size than the other two. I'm going to give you one of them first, and then we're still at 134 likes, so you're definitely not going to get a second one unless we get 16 more likes here. So the first one is Ja Morant of the Grizzlies. He really likes him over 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists tonight. So Ja Morant, Grizzlies, over 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. I will apply the analysis for this. It's pretty simple. Ja Morant was going to be one of the best players coming out of the draft, according to Tommy G. I said he was a generational talent. I said he was the best player to leave the draft. And Ja Morant's point, rebounds, and assists today, Healy likes. So I co-sign it just because I love Ja Morant. There's your analysis. Let's move it on. Ghost, NHL bets for today. We already got Bill Rupp's donkey NHL bet. What do you like there, Ghost?
2-0.
It's funny. There's so many games tonight. I'm still trying to decide which one to give the subs to give out for free. They missed out last show. I told them that I had a play I absolutely loved. They missed the Columbus money line. They missed the Columbus team total. Max plays. The obvious play tonight would be the Rangers. Now, behind that, the Islanders are decimated with injuries, and they're decimated with COVID. How they're playing this game, I still don't know. How the Rangers only minus 125, can't understand it. So the Rangers will be one of the top plays tonight. I'm locking that in. The other two I'm debating giving out for free. One's a little juiced. It's minus 200. It's the Capitals at home. Montreal, worst team in the league. I bet on against them as much as I can. I'm willing to lay the 200 on Washington tonight. So that will be my other one. And if we really want to give away a third.
No.
Right?
We're not at the number yet. Got to get to 150 or they get nothing else. Yeah, I have a banger I'm giving them too. I got another Healy play. I got a banger and you got another one. So they can just sit there and rot. They're going to keep 72 people that aren't in there going and fucking hitting the like button. They could just sit there and wait. Do you think we'll get there, Ghost?
No.
It's great. It's so amazing how Healy is the enforcer, right? He comes in and they all listen. They don't listen to us. All right. So let's do this. Let's go to the NFL. We got some time left here. So NFL right now, we have shitty, horrible, fucking terrible games. Absolutely fucking terrible games. So I don't know, Bill, I'm going to start with you here. This is really
fun. Because mine's simple.
Do you? I mean, what? Cooper Kupp's not playing, so you actually have a play? I was going to give you time to figure one out without Cooper.
No, I'm going to tease two of the games. I'm not touching the Bears Lions. I'll be rooting for the Lions, so I kind of want to just enjoy that game. You know, I like watching DeAndre Swift. I have him in fantasy, so I'm going to be teasing the Cowboys down and teasing the Saints up. So okay. I'm going to be doing a two-team teaser, 6 points. My book allows me to buy an extra point to buy it up to 7. So I'll be doing that. If you can, Cowboys, Saints, two-team tease.
Okay. And so what's the – do you have any extra rationale on that or anything?
I'm still – we you and I have discussed Dak and the Cowboys a lot. I don't think they're elite, but I think they're an above-level mid-tier team. The Raiders haven't been good since Ruggs left. I don't think they're a very good team. They're on the road. I still believe Dallas has the offense to put up 30, 40 points at any given time, and I think this is a game where they're going to rebound and do it. And you and I have discussed how much we hate the Bills this season and the fact that we're getting points with the Saints at home. Saints defense is good. We've talked about Josh Allen's struggles. I thought he was the most overrated quarterback coming into the season. This should be another game where he struggles again.
I mean, I'm with it, man. I think the Bills are extremely overrated. I mean, I've been saying it for a while now. And this is whenever there's a sloppy slate that leads to phenomenal 13-point same-game teasers. So I think you guys have an idea where I'm going to go on one or two of these. But let's go to Bill Rupp. Bill, what are you looking at for this this Turkey Day slate? Obviously, we're going to have a shit ton more plays tomorrow for the subscribers. We'll be digging into this all night, probably on the Discord tonight, and finding some gems from the prop perspective here. But these games scare me a little bit from a prop perspective, right? Like whenever you're looking at a game like the Bears-Lions, I mean, I wouldn't be floored if this game ended fucking 4-2, right? Or something like retarded, like a baseball score, like two safeties versus safety. Cowboys-Raiders, I mean, a lot of fucking inconsistency between those two teams. And then you have the Bills-Saints game, which, I mean, this game can end low scoring too, so... Not too exciting to get all jacked up on props here, Bill Rupp.
I have one that I love that I sent out to the subscribers earlier today because I wanted them to get the best line. The line was already moving as I was doing it. I'm driving in my car. I'm out all morning doing family stuff, putting grave covers down, doing shit, doing my family duties. Got to do it. Driving, I saw this prop. I loved it. The Dallas Cowboys will be running the football this weekend or this Thursday. As we've seen, they cannot pass. They have injuries on the wide receiver. There's COVID. There's injuries. There's everything else. Ezekiel Elliott is hurt. He will be playing, but he's hurt. So I'm going back to the number two. Number two running backs haven't been good to us this year. Got to say. But I love Pollard. 39.5 receiving yards. It's already rushing yards. I'm sorry. It's already up to 42.5. I'll take 42.5 now, but anything higher than that, guys, you can't do it. So get it in right now. I wouldn't bet anything above that. I put it out this morning at 39.5 for our subscribers. It actually opened, I think, 37.5 while I was doing it. But it's going up. It'll be like 48.5 by game time, maybe even 50. So put that in now, 42.5 before it gets any higher. I wouldn't take it any higher than that. Get it in now.
I mean,
we're going to be running like crazy.
We found our DFS play. That's for sure. I'm on a Pollard play too, shockingly. So, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's going to play, as we know. He practiced. He's going to play. But, I mean, Pollard's been very involved. And I do think Pollard is the better back. And I'm actually going to go for him from the receiving side here, Bill. He's eclipsed 20 yards, 20, 56, and 32 yards in his last three games. He's had about 9 catches over that period of time. You like his rushing. I like his receiving. His receiving total is extremely low. I saw it at 13.5. So, I mean, it really only takes one catch to get you there in that situation. So it'll probably be about 15.5, 16.5 by kickoff. But this may be a situation, Bill, for those out there that are interested, want to take mine and yours both play. I mean, why not just take the over 58.5 rushing and receiving? So, I mean, you combine me and Bill's play. That way, if he catches the 30-yard pass or makes a 30-yard run, you're pretty much in the gold no matter what happens. So I do like Tony Pollard in this game. From a betting perspective, I'm coming off a 11-4 week last week. Not overly excited. That's why we're going to have to get in the Discord tonight, gentlemen. We're going to have to do our picks for this week, our final Thursday picks at minimum. I'm going to be taking the points in a lot of spots here. Probably going to take the points with the Raiders here. Definitely going to do some 13-point same-game teasers. And I'm just going to be teasing shit all over the place. I really am. Definitely going to be teasing the Saints up. I don't believe in the Bills. Don't hate the Saints money line. The Cowboys Raiders. I'm not a Cowboys guy. I've been telling you guys this all year. I think they're fucking overrated. I think that team is completely overrated. I don't understand what everyone's obsession with them is. I don't think Dak's as good as everyone thinks. I think they got a good running game, but they don't fucking use it. I think they have the worst coach in the entire NFL, and Mike McCarthy is a fucking disaster. And their defense was overrated to start the season. So, but then again, the Raiders aren't that great. So I don't think Dallas has a right in this league at this time with the way things have been going to be laying a touchdown to anybody, let alone if I could tease the Raiders up to 14.5. So I'll probably be teasing the Raiders up. I'll be teasing the Saints up. I'll be taking a dab on the Saints money line. I'll be taking a dab on the Raiders money line. And that Bears-Lions game just screams 13-point teaser. So I'll probably do something where I could do the alt lines on FanDuel, probably bang the Lions plus 17.5, the Bears plus 14.5, over 23.5, under 56.5, something along those for about minus 120, 130. Subscribers, you'll have that on the site. And then I'll have a few more props as we go. So I haven't really started digging into the props for that game yet. They just dropped recently. So I'll dive into these props a little deeper tonight in the Discord at 4deepbets.com. Use promo code VIP55, 55% off, and you get the whole fucking year and change and come fuck with us forever, forever. You'll be with us forever. And keep in mind, guys, you're grandfathered in at that price. That's the biggest thing, because we are raising prices now.
I found another great one, but they got to get more likes.
We just hit 150.
I got to put this out to the subscribers now because the line is just crazy.
Okay, they just hit 150, so we got to give the extra ones that we promised. So I'll give you Healy's extra one first. By the way, Houston up 19-7, 10 minutes into the first half, up 12 points. Let's fucking go. So I'll give you Healy's first. So Healy's other prop was DeJounte Murray from the Spurs over 7.5 assists, minus 125. So he likes Murray on the Spurs over 7.5 assists, minus 125. My analysis for that as an NBA expert who really hates the fucking NBA is I believe that Healy believes that he's going to pass the ball a lot, and players are going to make said shots after he passes the ball, which would lead to an increased assist level. So how'd I do, Bill?
That was pretty good.
That was good, right? Like, I'm assuming that's what Healy thinks is going to happen. So.
Yeah. A lot of passing, yeah. And then the person makes
it. Yeah. I got a strong feeling he thinks he's going to dish the rock, and guys are going to hit the shots when he dishes the rock.
So yeah.
That's why he went over there. Night Ghost, your extra hockey play that you were dying to give away.
I just love so much tonight. It's going to be a huge night.
I know, dude. The next 2 days, from now till Saturday, I'm obsessed. Once Sunday comes, I'm just going to bring it back down. But from now till Saturday, I'm fucking loving everything that's going on. And fuck the NFL. I love all the other shit that's going on.
I'm going to go with the Penguins team total today. They're going against Vancouver, who struggles defensively. They give up so much. Pittsburgh team total. I'm telling you guys, huge card tonight. Round robins, parlays, sides, totals. I'm going to have everything tonight. Got to get in. You missed out on Monday. I fucking loved Columbus more than any game out there. 8 units I put on it. We hit all 8.
Wow.
The one play we lost, the Hurricanes that we gave out here.
Is that the biggest bet of the year?
It was one of the biggest, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Jesus. I missed that too. Where was I? Probably throwing a tantrum over something.
They cashed it a minute into the second period.
Oh, my God. I fucking missed that. I was probably hungover on Monday. I'll give you guys another college football play. Do I give him a college football play? What do I give him? What do I give him, Bill Rupp? What do I give him? I'll give you a college basketball.
You're giving me a headache.
I'll give you a college basketball play for tonight because the college football play is for Friday. So I won't spoil. I can still give that. No, I can't because it's before the show. All right. I'm going to give you the college basketball play tonight. That's what I'm going to hold, the college football play. I fucking love that one. I'm gonna bribe you, make you guys sign up to get those. College basketball play for tonight. The additional play is Memphis. I like Memphis minus 140 tonight. I don't think Tech is very good at all. I don't think this is a good basketball team. This line really makes no sense to me, honestly. I would align this thing with Memphis, you know, probably minus 250, 240 on the money line. We're getting them at like 135 in some spots. Doesn't really make any sense to me in this one. Memphis is an underrated team. I know they've been a playground team. You guys know I was very high on them last year. We rode them straight through the NIT. I thought they could have been a Sweet 16 tournament team had they got their shit together. Bunch of athletes, very haphazard, usually all over the place. Penny is a great recruiter, but a terrible game coach. But what he did this year that I love, and this is the reason I'm so high on Memphis to possibly make the Final Four this year, is he brought in Larry Brown. And you guys know Larry Brown. He coached in the NBA for 457 years. So he should bring some structure to this team, some stability. And actually, they're starting to run some plays, which I've never seen Memphis do. They usually just playground their way up and down the court. So I think Vegas is going to be a little off on Memphis for the beginning of the year. They've been so far. Virginia Tech, I think, is overrated. There's nothing with Virginia Tech. I mean, they've beaten fucking nobody right now. I know they're 5-0. They've beaten Merrimack and San Francisco, PA and Radford and Navy and Maine. I mean, who fucking, like, you know, who makes that schedule to start your season? Who doesn't give your team one challenge at the beginning of the year? That's not good. That's bad. And you're going to see it tonight versus a Memphis team who's going to come out and probably stomp them. I think this line's way off. So I like Memphis in this. And I also want to shout out to the WCC, Bill. We love the WCC, right? You love Gonzaga, and I love St. Mary's and all the other schools that are in the WCC conference. Have you seen the records of the schools in the WCC? I've never seen anything like it.
I know, Sam. Listen, I'm
– the whole conference is undefeated.
As a Gonzaga fan, St. Mary's is a little scary. They always play them tough, and they've been really good this year.
Dude, right now, Gonzaga's 6-0, St. Mary's 6-0, San Francisco 6-0, BYU looks amazing, 4-0. St. Mary's just beat Oregon the other night, and I was talking about San Fran in the chat. Santa Clara's 5-0, Portland's 5-1, Loyola's 3-2, San Diego's 3-2, Pacific's 3-3. The only team with a losing record is Pepperdine right now. And it's not even like you could say, oh, they're the big ACC schools and shit, Big Ten school. It's the fucking WCC. So these are the schools that are usually 25-point underdogs to those teams in the past few years. The whole fucking conference. Balling out of control right now, dude. I am going to make a bold prediction that the WCC gets four teams in the tournament this year. See, you're going to see four teams. You're going to see Gonzaga, BYU, St. Mary's, and San Fran are going to be in the tournament. And Santa Clara has a shot at getting in there.
I think a lot of these teams are getting a lot of people to come to their schools because of Gonzaga.
Yes.
Gonzaga, they're knowing that they're going to play Gonzaga on national television, so they're going to get a chance to show their schools. Kids are going to those schools because they know they're going to be against Gonzaga on ESPN or whatever, and they're at night, so they're the only game on because they're at night. And of course, they're going to put them on. And now all these other schools are getting playtime. St. Mary's is getting on all the time, and it's just trickling down. So
I mean,
you asked me why doesn't Gonzaga move to a different conference? I mean, I think
now they will.
This conference is becoming big, and big basketball conference, and kids want to go to these schools.
I mean, now they probably will move to a different conference, honestly, because now they're going to have tougher competition here than they will in the fucking pack. I mean, I think this conference is better right now than the Pac-12. So I'm excited for some WCC. Plus, they play late at night, which is fucking awesome. The Pac-12, you can't watch their fucking games because they're on the goddamn Pac-12 network, and fucking Verizon doesn't have the fucking Pac-12 network, and you can't find it anywhere online because the Pac-12 is like Nazis, and they got everything on lockdown.
Can't have it at FanDuel either, right? We can't even get it at FanDuel.
Can't get it fucking anywhere. Can't find it fucking anywhere. The WCC, we love you. They are all over the late nights. So 10:30 on, you'll even see some midnight games, 11:30 games out of them. So we're big fans of the WCC over here at 4deepbets.com. Promo code VIP55 for 55% off everything in a free month for the rest of the year. Ghost, you were nodding. You agree?
I love playing those games. I like playing those more than Hawaii for the late night.
So. Yeah. All right, late night get right. WCC games are the best. So we're on time. We're on time. We are expedited the show here. Houston is up 21-9 against this fucking hapless Oregon team. I don't want to jinx it here because regardless of the outcome of this game, just keep betting against Oregon, guys. Just keep betting against them. They're not very good. This whole team, I mean, I don't understand why they're so overhyped. This whole team was built around Duarte last year. Duarte was a fucking god, and he's not there. So you're literally missing the guy who took over every single game. And then you had fucking, what was his name? Amarori. Yeah, I can never say his name. Amaruri or whatever the fuck it was. Who was another guy who was like a 20-point-per-game scorer who's not there. So it's just not a very good team. And they keep insisting on playing this guy, Dante, who is fucking absolutely terrible. He should play 0 minutes. Every time he touches the court, the team falls apart. So keep betting Houston. Keep betting the WCC teams. Keep betting against Oregon. And let's keep making some money. Ghost, final words.
Huge night Monday. Only one play yesterday. Another huge night tonight. Make sure you take advantage of the package. Get in. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Bill Rupp.
Take advantage of the package. We'll see you tonight.
Well, Bill didn't listen to the first part.
No. I was doing something.
He was so down.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take advantage of the package and also take advantage of the MyBookie promo, Tommy 100.
Yes, you should. MyBookie, Tommy 100, free money, getting pumped at you all day and all night. So for Night Ghost, for Bill Rupp, for Evan Hand, for Brian Healy, who is where Brian Laundrie is. We don't know where Brian Healy is, but he gave two NBA plays while he wasn't here. I'm going to reiterate the two toothpick calls of the day. Houston Cougars laying the points. And then we have Mississippi State in college football tomorrow laying the wood. Go get it. Make your money. Win. Toothpick calls are going to go 2-0. Watch it. We're going to go to like 90% after this. Good luck. Stay cashing, motherfuckers.
Let's go!